It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
The average number of days each year that an American is in a bad mood is 110. The percentage of Americans who are in a good mood every day is 2. I ran across these depressing statistics in 2007 in a Harper's Index. They're definitely worse now. That means that the average American is in a bad mood now more than 1 out of 3 days. No wonder all we hear about is bad news. People in bad moods tend to make bad news. People in bad moods shoot off their mouths and sometimes their guns. They don't listen to reason. They don't do what's good for them. They don't do good work. They don't have any fun. They pick on people smaller than they are. If male, they tend to knock their wives and kids around. If female, they complain constantly and nag at their husbands and children. They think they can justify all the mean, nasty, selfish things they do with the excuse that they're in a bad mood, which never works. When someone tells you they've done something mean, nasty, or selfish because they're in a bad mood, you know they did it because they're a mean, nasty, selfish person. You don't want to be around them when they're in a bad mood, or when they're not, because you never know which day will be their one day in three. It would help if those cranks were a little sign. Warning, I have bad days, Mondays and Thursdays, usually Saturdays too. Only 2% of Americans are in a good mood every day, and we know who they are. They're the friends and acquaintances who can be relied on to be cheerful and considerate, no matter what the weather, their workload, or their personal problems. They're the folks we elbow others out of the way to sit by, eat with, and talk to. Fortune is a family who has at least one of these happy fellows in its home. Fortunate is the office who can counterbalance a chronic complainer, the guy who's in a bad mood every day, with little Mary or Michael Sunshine. What people who are in a bad mood deserve is each other. Applicants, job applications, in addition to age, gender, and so on, should require mood. Applicants would be required to indicate if they are A, like the average person, in a bad mood 110 days of the year, B, an above-average curmudgeon with up to 365 moody days a year, C, one of the rare 2% in a good mood every day. Then group all the average grumps together. Let them get on each other's nerves. All the 100% grouches will work in another room, small and dimly lit, feeding off each other's ill temper and frowns like a tank full of people-sized piranhas. The other 2%, all those fine folk who smile, who laugh, who love to live and maybe live to love, are given the room with the windows, the view. They meet the public, and they're all given monthly bonuses. Myself, I've been smiling since before breakfast, yesterday too.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. Learn more by going to kccu.org.